Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. I hope you're having a great day. Maybe your kids are on spring break like mine and you're having fun, having a restful time or a fun vacation. We're lame here. No spring break travels this year. I feel like we just need to slow down. Stop and just slow down. We've had such a fast, busy year. I'm excited to just be home and no plans. Maybe even do a little decluttering, closet organization, all those fun things. Anyways, we are continuing on with Landmore Freelance Client Series today. And I wanted to share with you more about the route that I took to land clients. So my very first client came from a job board. And I don't really love job boards for landing clients unless it's the LFA job board, because they just tend to be more employee-based, and or like the client wants to really dictate the terms and how much they're paying and all of that. And that's not really what freelancing is about. As a freelancer, you have the control over what you charge, how you work, where you work, and all those things. So sometimes those job boards takes away some of the control that freelancers have, and I don't love that. Plus, there's a middleman, and chances are the job board takes a fee or takes a cut of the contract price. So again, I don't love job boards, but that was how I landed my first client. It took for freaking ever. Again, I feel like with the job boards, you don't have that much control. So you're just left to what gets posted each day or what's available each day, each week, and you're not able to go out there and make your own opportunities. So, but that was how I landed my first client. Now, that very first client, I just did very basic things as far as working as a virtual assistant. I would help her with her email inbox management. She had me do some research. She wrote blogs and I would post and publish those and then repurpose that on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on all the different platforms. Made some graphics. And anyways, we started working together in August. And by like October, November, she gave me a project to go and research all these other Facebook groups and that had engaged audiences and asked me to go join them, kind of watch the conversation, see what they're doing to engage people and build a community and report back to her and then put together a plan of how she can do that in her Facebook group. Cause she had a Facebook group of a couple thousand people and it was just quiet. There was no conversation, no connections really happening in that group. So I did that. And in this project, she gave me a couple different Facebook groups to join. And I joined these Facebook groups and it was just like cue the whole new world from Aladdin. Joined these Facebook groups and I saw so many different business owners that I could potentially work with that were hanging out in these groups asking and posting like, I need help with this in my business. Who do you recommend? All these potential clients looking for help and help that I wanted to offer and people that I wanted to work with. So this is where I focused my time from January roughly to about March while I was still teaching. Had one baby at home. I was pregnant with number two. And January to March, I landed a handful of clients from Facebook groups, had tripled my take-home pay and went on maternity leave, left the classroom for good. So let's dive into what I did and how you can go into Facebook groups, find Facebook groups, and land clients. Because most people think landing clients from Facebook groups is joining a bunch of groups and then just waiting for someone to say, hey, I'm hiring, commenting on that post, and then they get discouraged because they don't land a client right away that way. Well, that's not really how it works. That's one piece of landing clients in Facebook groups. But if you're just joining 100 groups and commenting the same mundane comment on every single post, you're probably not going to land a client that way. So how it actually works and what you actually need to do to be successful in landing clients from Facebook groups is, again, last episode, 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I did one on how to land clients from direct outreach, and I gave you step-by-step process. I'm going to do that again in this episode. Step one for landing clients in Facebook groups is pick 3 to 5 groups, okay? I don't want you to focus on every single group out there. I want you to find the 3 to 5 best ones for you to start with. Now, to determine what those groups are going to be, you have to know who you want to work with. You have to know who your ideal client is and how to describe them. What are some keywords to describe them? If they're hanging out in Facebook groups, landing clients in Facebook groups is perfect for you. If they're not, you either need to change your route or change the ideal client. And again, to find your groups, think of your ideal client. What are some keywords to describe them? Type those into the Facebook search bar, filter by groups, and voila, start joining and checking them out. At this point, you are going to be joining a lot of groups. And the groups to join out of like your keyword search, there might be a ton to pick from. I recommend in the beginning during this step one phase, while you're trying to find your 3 to 5 ones, top 3 to 5 groups, join a bunch. Join the ones that have a high engagement rate and less people. A group with 100,000 people and one post per month, not an active group. Find the active ones with like a good ratio of activity to people in the group. So you'll start to join just a bunch of groups here at this point. Find the groups, join them, be a fly on the wall. Comb through the recent post. How is the conversation in there? Is it active? Do you see different opportunities for you to chime in and add value and join the conversation? Does the vibe feel like a vibe you would jive with? If not, remove it from your list. But spend about a week trying to just be a fly on that wall and narrow down your focus groups. After a week, pick your 3 to 5 top favorites and then move on to step two. Now, step two, once you've narrowed down your groups, is to join the conversation. Like I said, the way to land clients is not only or even majorly just through the I'm hiring post. Sometimes I'll hear people be like, there's never really any I'm hiring post, so I must not be able to land clients in Facebook groups. That's not true. You're going to land clients in Facebook groups from forming relationships and getting to know people. How do you do that? In a nutshell, number one, answer questions. People are in Facebook groups to get support, ask questions, and to collaborate. Answer those questions. Number two, be a good person. Celebrate, cheer on the other entrepreneurs and small business owners in these groups. Ask someone else when you can. If you maybe don't know an answer to someone or it's outside of your specialty, tag someone who does. That's going to help form a relationship with the person you tag. Maybe they'll be likely to tag you in the future. And then also, yes, do respond to any hire post in the Facebook groups that you see. If you see someone saying, I'm hiring, looking for a virtual assistant or social media manager or whatever the service is that you offer, drop your pitch in there. And remember about these hire posts, because again, some people will be like, by the time I get to it, there's already 30, 40, however many comments, like there's no way they'll pick me. Well, here's the deal. It's never just about the original poster. How many times are you in a group or on an Instagram account lurking in the comment section? Business owners who are hiring do that too. And if they don't see your name with your pitch, they're never going to be able to reach out to you. So always drop a well-crafted pitch in the comments on those I'm hiring posts. Maybe include your portfolio or your link to book a discovery call. And you'll be shocked how down the road, maybe a week from now, a couple weeks, even months later, we've seen people have reached out and gotten discovery calls booked from responding and dropping their pitch on those I'm hiring posts. It's never just about the original poster. So always add your pitch. Even if you get there and it's a week later, or there's already, you know, 50 different people who have commented. You never know who is going to see your exact pitch in their feed. And if what you say connects with the business owner more. So don't ever be the one to tell yourself no. Drop it on those higher posts always. And then number four, another way to join the conversation and land clients in Facebook groups is to promote yourself. Some groups will allow for a weekly, a monthly, or even a one-time promo post. Every group's going to have different rules when you join. Make sure you read the rules and take advantage. Now, with the Facebook groups, step three, once you kind of start joining the conversation, you can't just do it one day and call it good. You need to be consistent. It's going to take time to become known. It's going to take time to form those relationships and have people know who you are and start tagging you and reaching out to you. So step three, be consistent. Commit to showing up. In the Free Academy, we run monthly Land Your First Client or Next Client challenges. Commit to going into your Facebook groups daily for at least 30 days and spend 10 to 20 minutes per group engaging, following the above. And tip to making this happen and not get distracted is literally set a timer, go into your group, and step one, answer questions. Step two, start joining the conversation by being a good person. Step three, respond to any higher post. And then step four, if there's any opportunity to promote yourself, take advantage of it and do that for each group each day for about 30 days. Now, when I'm saying be consistent, it doesn't mean it has to be every single day, but I would say at least 5 days out of a week to see progress, to build that momentum to land clients. Now, these challenges that we run inside Live Free Academy are powerful. We see students go from zero to one, two, three, sometimes even four plus clients in 30 days. But they're starting this challenge with a solid foundation, with a clear understanding of who they want to work with and how they can help them. Step four in landing clients through Facebook groups is after you've been consistent, after it's been 30 days, evaluate and refine. Was your strategy effective? What changes can you make? And how you'll know you're on the right track is that you had discovery calls booked. But even before the call, the discovery calls are booked, if you are having people talk back to you in Facebook groups, and especially they're starting one-on-one conversations with you outside of Facebook, you are on the right track. The next milestone from that you want to hit is a discovery call. You run as the freelancer those discovery calls too, by the way. Once you have the discovery call, you'll send a contract, you'll send a proposal and a contract and an invoice. And once each of those are accepted, signed, sealed, and paid, you've landed your first client and achieved that big, major milestone that all freelancers are after when they're starting out. Now, what happens if you don't land a client or see any of those milestones happening and you've been consistent for 30 days? Well, in my experience with talking with Live Free Academy students in the past that were going the Facebook group route and did not have that success in the initial land a client challenge, the number one issue either always comes back to one, they weren't consistent. They gave up after 7 to 14 days. It's going to take more than 7 to 14 days. That's why I say give it a full 30 days to see where you're at, see what milestones you've hit by the end of that. Now, those that were consistent and still didn't hit the milestone, majority of them, it comes back to them being in the wrong groups because they didn't know who they wanted to work with. A lot of times the wrong groups that I've noticed people are in are either one, not their ideal client, two, they're in groups full of other freelancers. So again, not their ideal clients. And three, they're in groups that are made up mostly of beginners. People in the beginner stage just starting out their business, trying to get their business off the ground, aren't going to be in a position to be able to prioritize or justify hiring you logistically. So those in the beginning of building their business probably aren't going to have the budget to hire someone on an ongoing monthly basis. So if you've been going the Facebook group route and not gotten any of these milestones, might be something to consider and or think about. Now, that's how you land clients in Facebook groups. I loved landing clients in Facebook groups because I'm a shy individual, I was able to have conversations and join the conversation in a space that I was a little bit hesitant to because I had no business experience. I was a former teacher and I was able to do it in a space that was comfortable for me from my home on my own time typing. I didn't have to be face to face like, hey there, Jennifer, what do you do in your business? Oh, cool. You want to hire me? No, it was very laid back and very fit my comfort level at the time. So loved Facebook groups. Facebook groups is still a very successful route for a lot of freelancers inside the Live Free Academy and elsewhere. If you find that you want more support on building your business and landing clients, we just launched the freelance template shop. And in there, there are pitch templates. There is a mini course on how to land clients in Facebook groups, a mini course on how to land clients by doing the direct outreach approach. There is a discovery call script, different tools and shortcuts for you if you're going the DIY route. If you find that you need more support than just a template or mini course, check out the Live Free Academy. That is the most hands-on way I can help you go from zero to landing clients, hitting your goals, and retiring from your day job. You can check out the freelance shop at michaelaquinn.com/shop and check out the academy at michaelaquinn.com/academy. And if you have any questions, reach out to me over on Instagram. Let me know what you think. I'm curious what route those of you who are actively trying to land clients right now, which route you are taking. So come let me know and I'll see you next week. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at michaela.quinn on Instagram and at michaela quinn on Facebook. See you next week.